You're listening to the audio production of A Promise Kept by Robin Lee Hatcher, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Wendy Lanzel.
To Amy, who recognized what was in my heart before I did, thanks a million. And to Jerry, for continuing to fight the good fight. I love you. For as many as are the promises of God, in Him they are yes. Therefore also through Him is our Amen to the glory of God through us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Allison, May 2011. This wasn't the life Allison Cavanaugh had imagined for herself, but it was what her life had become. Like it or not, she had to get on with it. She turned the key in the lock. Hidden away in the mountains north of Boise, the two-story log house, built many decades before but completely remodeled on the inside, was open and airy with a state-of-the-art kitchen, modern efficiencies throughout, and spectacular views of the rugged Idaho mountains from every window. The place had been left to Allison 4 years earlier in her great-aunt's will. Never in her wildest dreams had Allison imagined she would end up living in it one day. Perhaps Aunt Emma had seen the future a little more clearly than she had. Welcome to your new home. A lump formed in her throat, but she fought back the tears. She was weary of crying. It was all she'd done for months and months. Sometimes it felt like years and years. Setting her mouth, she dropped her purse onto the small table inside the front door. Some of her own furniture filled the living room. She was glad of it, made the place feel a little less foreign to her. Not that it was foreign to her. She'd visited her aunt's home many times throughout her life, and after it had come into Allison's possession, it had served as an occasional getaway, a place of peace when life's storms became too much to handle. Dear Aunt Emma, the sister of Allison's maternal grandmother, Emma Carter had been considered somewhat of a rebel in the family. Never married and financially independent because of her success as a nature photographer, added to sound investments and careful spending, she'd lived as she pleased. Oh, the stories Aunt Emma used to tell about World Wars I and II, the Roaring Twenties, the Great Depression. If ever a woman was born with the gift of storytelling, it had been Emma Carter. No wonder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?